When Charlotte Bowman arrived at Seaforth High School during only its third year, she thought running for a leadership position would be a good way to get to know her peers. Even now, as a senior and student body president, she wants to build up its school spirit and sense of community.
I've just always liked student council. I joined it actually in middle school because I just thought it'd be a cool opportunity to like create events for everyone and like make my classmates happier. I started freshman year as class president. And since then, no one else has really ran for president. So I kind of had my path formed, I guess. But I really like it a lot.
When she found out that she was likely to be elected student body president, Bowman got a text from her grandmother, Mary, that surprised her.
I said, oh, Charlotte, I was student body president, too.
Exactly 60 years prior, Mary Bowman also led her peers at a burgeoning new school. A Hillsborough native, she joined Orange High School the year after it opened and became part of its second graduating class in 1967.
When you first walked in the door, it had a huge lobby area, tall ceiling, and it was just really big. So we all got to meet in there at the beginning of school, and a lot of sort of general meetings went on in that one particular lobby. And that was what hit you when you first walked in. You know, we would go, wow, it was just so nice.
Bowman realized she enjoyed being a student leader from her time captaining the junior high cheerleading squad. As she entered high school, she ran for and won the roles of treasurer, vice president, and president in consecutive years. Serving as its student body president so close to Orange High's opening meant that Bowman played a big role in shaping the student experience. Her team helped revise the school's student handbook, plan fundraisers, and craft charters for clubs on the newer campus. It was even her peers who took a vote on the school mascot, the Panthers, which remains for Orange High School today. Bowman says,
of course, I was a cheerleader all the way up through 12th grade and head cheerleader also. But, you know, we did not have tennis. There was not a lot of sports for the girls except cheerleading and girls basketball. I probably would have played, but actually, I did not start playing tennis until 1973.
Mary moved to Fayetteville around that time because her husband landed a job at Terry Sanford High School as the German teacher and was asked to also be the tennis coach. She learned the sport alongside him, eventually joining the local tennis and swimming club and captaining its USTA tennis teams. Two generations later, tennis is still a family affair for the Bowmans. Thanks to their parents' and grandparents' backgrounds, many members of the family still play recreationally, with Charlotte and her cousin Camden captaining their respective high school teams. Both Mary and Charlotte Bowman share similar sentiments about why they love playing the sport.
It was the people, the friends I made. We just went out there on the court. We just had such a good time. And they are lifelong friends. They really are.
You get to play and meet a lot of different people in the school that you wouldn't usually talk to, which I love to socialize. So that's great.
With so many parallels and connections between the two, what do Charlotte and Mary admire the most about each other? Charlotte says,
I think it's great how cheerful she is and how much she like remembers about all four of us grandkids. And she always just wants us to get us all together and connected. So you can definitely tell that she was a cheerleader because she's very peppy and she is down to do just about anything.
Meanwhile, Mary says,
Charlotte is going to get things done, and she wants to do anything that she can to help the community, help people around her. And that's the leader part of her. She's just got a good heart.
On Wednesday, Mary Bowman's alma mater will face off with her granddaughter's team, and it will be the first time Mary's been able to make a trip from Fayetteville to watch her play. Because of that, it's an easy decision. Mary said she'll be cheering for Charlotte and the Hawks to beat the Tigers. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.